didn't know if I cooked in the wrong thing.
No, I'm glad to have you. A bye week for your team. How did you make use of it?
We took the opportunity to reset some things. Got back to some basics. We didn't focus on anybody but ourselves during the bye week. Got the opportunity to just address the things that took place in the first 4 weeks, and just got a lot of repetition at it. And now we start diving into Brown.
You don't normally have a chance to pick where these bye weeks fall, but is week five sort of a good time where you've seen enough football to kind of know where you are, but you still got quite a bit of season in front of you?
I like the weeks anywhere between 4 through 7, I think are good play, especially in a 12 game season. 4 through 6 if you're in an 11 game season, but it's gives us the chance to address the things that our opponents see on film and get those errors corrected.
First question this morning from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Thank you again, Rob. Morning, Coach. How are you?
Well, Nick, yourself?
Very good. I just asked Coach Flynn this question, and I'll ask you too, because you guys are both coming off a bye. But having a couple days where you can sort of just put everything to the side and then come back and put a fresh set of eyes on your team, what you're working on, what you want to improve on, how valuable is that in the middle of the season for you and your staff?
Yeah, one of the things about our level is I think that our first 22 ours are pretty equal. I think where you see the differences in a lot of the programs is when you start getting deeper into your depth charts and just the added week of repetition, because injuries right now, especially to our top 22, they're tough because you have to really get the next kid ready, and this gives them an opportunity to get more reps and just simply get better. We can adjust some things that a typical week doesn't give us the opportunity for. Maybe if it's a receiver having to learn another one of the receiving positions or something along those lines. And it just gives you a luxury of time that you just don't have on any other week. We have to practice 3 days, 4 days max for an opponent. And the real estate in those, I call it practice plan real estate. The ability to get repetitions of plays is pretty valuable, and the whole week helps us out quite a bit.
And then my other question, I know every week you're going up against good teams and good programs, but there's something about when your program goes up against Brown. Do you go in expecting like this is going to be what it usually is, which is down to the wire?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some practice at it after watching their first two games. I mean, they've, they're well coached. They're a disciplined group, but you can see their program getting better and better in the last couple of years. And I hope you could say the same about us, even though our record right now doesn't reflect it. But I made this point at a Providence Gridiron Club dinner a couple months ago, when I just think it's great that all three teams in the state of Rhode Island that are Division One play each other, and obviously Rhode Island's a conference opponent now, but this is a big game for us. This is a good playoff type atmosphere for our guys.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you, Rob.
Yep. Here's the next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Kevin.
Good. In terms of that Brown game the other day, obviously it was a wild one. Did you have anybody there in person, or did you just scout from the tape?
No, we just got from the film. I mean, when it comes to playing Brown, we know they're going to come out and they're going to go fast. They're going to go tempo. We would be surprised if they didn't. I'd rather be surprised pleasantly than the other way around. Yeah, we saw the film and we're able to learn a lot from it.
And you mentioned the rivalry game, obviously. Having such a young team, does it sort of help guys lock in a little bit better this week in terms of preparation?
Yeah, you tell them it's all about a young man developing a sense of urgency. I think that's one of the things that we as coaches seem to have at times that the kids don't. And imploring to them that you're getting ready to play a team that treats this game as a rivalry and gives them a little bit more in practice in-week practice motivation to have a sense of urgency to just get better.
Chris, you talked about sort of working on yourself this week. Let's kind of start with the offense. Obviously, Jared Guest has been a nice addition. He's I think in the top 10 in all of FCS in passing. How do you feel like your offense has progressed from week one to week five?
Well, I really think that our ability to run the football has gotten better. I'd prefer not to put it all on Jarrett's shoulders. I would like to give him some breaks and have the ability. And I think in the second half, we kind of found our groove against New Hampshire a little bit. We're able to run the football effectively. You know, I think if you adjust the stats and take away the sack yardage, our average per carry was right there where you want it to be in the high fours, low fives. And that's where, you know, that was a focus for us this week is finishing runs, running the football, to kind of take the load off and be a little bit more balanced. That's what we tried to focus on offense.
Fabrice McKenney has been your top guy, and not only is he your leading rusher, but you've used him quite a bit out of the backfield as a receiver, and he seems to be pretty effective in that. How do you like to use his versatility?
Yeah, you know, we will probably call 25% of our passing game will be what we call empty protection, where, you know, running backs out right now. It opens up windows the second, third level for Jarrett to slip the ball into some dig windows and things, but also gives us the chance to get talented ball carriers like Fabrice with the ball and open space on the edge. And then if it does clear the middle, then Jarrett uses his feet by running up, you know, running up on those pass plays. So kind of opens our offense up a little bit doing that. And, you know, Fabrice has really become a very good receiver for us through his career. He's gotten better and better. He didn't come in with that skill set, and he's really worked hard to develop it, and he's become a sure-handed receiver for us out of the backfield.
On the other side of the ball, with your defense, what have you liked to this point? What do you feel like most needs to improve?
Well, I think I like the way we run to the ball. You know, I think that we pursue sideline to sideline pretty well. You know, what we did was, you know, we really focused this last week on eye discipline, especially with our back half. I think just some of our alignment, some of more, we're working on some more of our advantageous alignment and not letting the offense get us out leveraged by reducing a formation. So, you know, we threw a lot of just procedural stuff. Once the ball snapped, our guys fly around, they give effort. But I really think there was some formational things that in motions and things that added to the eye candy of some big plays. So we ran all those at our guys again this last week and just simply got better at the eye discipline piece of the game, I think.
Chris Yates leads your team with 23 tackles. He's also come up with some big plays this season on special teams, block kick, fumble recovery on that block. Just talk about the season that he's had to this point.
Yeah, I mean, Chris is a senior. You know, when you look at your roster, you want your guys that have been in your program for 4 years, and they should be on the field, you know, producing. And Chris is exactly that. He's a part of our leadership council. He's a young man who came in, has worked consistently hard, and has gotten better and better every year. And you know, he knows his role. This is it. This is it for him. This is year four. So he's playing his best ball when he should be.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck against Brown on Saturday, and we'll talk again next.